Okay, the deal is, let's look at the calendar. On the 8th of December, we have class. We actually... Okay, I will wait 1 second. On the 8th of December, we have a class. We'll finish working on whatever we're working on. And there's also 2 guest speakers that are supposed to come, but one's now not sure he's coming. The one that is definitely coming is from Meditech, which hires a lot of our students, so it's well worth hearing what they have to say, because they probably have at least 25 BCC students over there working now, or some have come and gone probably, but they've got a lot of, they've hired at least 25 BCC students. So the 8th, we will have a class, okay? Then I am flying out to North Carolina on the 8th, and I will not be here on the 12th and 13th. But Eric will be, and this will be an open lab from 9:30 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. It's an open lab. So it's time to come and get your work done. I try to never have classes during the last week of school. But usually I'm here. But this time, as I said, my granddaughter's in the hospital. I'm going back. So, Eric will be in charge the 12th and the 13th of open labs. On the 15th, I will be back and we will have another open lab. So that week is open labs. I will be around the 8th and the 15th if you have questions. Eric will be around the 12th and 13th if you have questions. Your final is going to be posted tomorrow, mainly because I want to post it before I go away just in case there's a problem. So your final will be posted tomorrow. You'll have 2 weeks to do it. It's an open note, open book, open web type of final. The only thing you can't get is help. Okay, it's going to be your own individual work. So the final will be posted tomorrow. It is due on the 20th, and I believe it's by 12:45. And that one I'm strict about. 1 minute late and I start subtracting points. You got 2 weeks to get it in. So don't send it to me that morning. Send it to me the day before and make sure that it goes out all right. Okay? You got 2 weeks to do it. So if you suddenly tell me that, oh, I couldn't send it because I have problems, I'm not going to be sympathetic because you've got close to 2 weeks to send it. And if you wait till 12 to send it and it's due at 12:45 or wait till 12:30, then you're bad, not mine. Last day that I will accept homework gracefully is on the 15th. I will take a few things after the 15th, but I'll be grumpy about them, which means I'll correct them in a nasty kind of way. So, anyway, things have to be in by the 15th. I will take a few things after the 15th, but not many. If you give me a pile of junk at the end of the... didn't say junk. Yeah, it probably is if you give it to me as a pile at the end of the semester. If you give me a pile of stuff at the end of the semester, I am not going to correct it. Okay? I'm going to submit the grade that you earned, then I will look at it if it came in by the 15th, right after the 15th, came in 16, 17. I will look at it after Christmas when I get around to it, just the same way as you didn't pass it in until you got around to it. So we've both got a get around to it problem. So I will get around to it when I get around to it, and I will change a grade, but you'll obviously lose a gazillion points for being late. Okay. Any questions? So everything has to be in by the 15th. Okay, and that's the 15th at midnight. Everything is a midnight date because it's easy to keep track of. So it has to be in by the 15th at midnight. I will be here, so if you have questions, come in and ask them, and then you've got up until midnight to get it done. Okay. I will not be here the week of finals. I never am. You're home, hopefully working on your final. It's a take-home final. It is not an in-class final. And it has to be in by the time the final is scheduled to start, which is 12:45. Now, one of the classes, I've got two CIS 120s. One of them is due at 10, the other's due at 12:45. I said, and I don't remember which is which, but I said 12:45, everybody. And I think actually you're the one that's 12:45, and the other one is the one that's due earlier. So everybody by 12:45. Okay, any questions? Yeah. Say that again?
The 12th.
I'm not going to be around the 12th and the 13th, but Eric will be, and he'll be running an open lab. Okay, so there's an open lab. I always run open labs that week. That's what I always do that week. But this week, I've got family issues, so I will not be here on the 12th or the 13th. Okay, but Eric will be, and the lab will be open. And Eric's more than capable of helping you with anything you need help with. Okay? Questions? Okay? All righty. We're going to spend a few minutes at the beginning of class looking at Alice. Which is we're going to look at Alice, which is an extra credit deal. And I will post the assignment this week, today, tonight or tomorrow morning. But Alice is something you can do for extra credit. So if you are want to cut yourself some slack on doing well in the final or whatever, if you're missing things or you've got poor grades and then fix them up, this is a way to earn some extra credit. So if you go to CIS software, you will find Alice there. And click on Alice. And this is a free download from Carnegie Mellon. If you go and look up Alice, you can download it for free from Carnegie Mellon. And I think it's just alice.com. But anyway, if you do a search on Alice, Carnegie Mellon or whatever, you'll get this. It is version 2 that I am using, and I want you to also use the same version. Okay, before we get there, if you click on templates, you can pick a background. You're going to make a picture, basically a scene. So you can pick a background, and I'm picking snow because, as I said, I like penguins. Okay, so again, this is version 2. If you look up here under help, it tells you about Alice. Well, it shows you the next version, but I want Alice 2.0. The next version up, they have a later version, but it's not as good at letting you do some programming, so I want you to use version 2.0 or 2.something. Okay, so I chose the snow template. And this uses object-oriented language, so it's a good familiar with object-oriented language. I'm saying add objects. So things are objects, and I'm adding objects. So I'm going to click on add objects. And I decided I'm going to add penguins, so I'm clicking on animals. And I'm going to put a bunny up there. And then I'm going to go find penguins, and I'm going to put two penguins up there. And one way is to drag it like I did. The other is to click and say, add an instance of that object. Okay, so add an instance of the object. That means a copy of it, basically, to world. And I just did. And now I've got two penguins and a bunny. And over here, this is my world, and in my world, I have the bunny, penguin, and penguin two. So I have the objects that I add. So now I am done. So I click on done because I've got my objects up there. And I click on done, and there are my objects. Now I can make commands. So if I click on penguin, it now gives me a whole lot of built-in commands that I can use. If I want to have something else, I can create my own method, and I can have it do something else. But right now, I have a bunch of them, and if you click on the edit, you can actually see the code. But I'm going to right now just have penguin have flap its wings 2 times, and then jump, and if I click on other, I can pick another number, so jump, well, that's probably too big, 4, jump 4, and then I'm going to have it turn its head to the right, turn its head to the left, and then I'm going to have it glide. And I could have intermixed these things. I'm just being lazy. So penguin 2, I'm now going to have penguin 2 flap its wings 4 times. And notice now that I have clicked on penguin 2 are here. The things that I drag over say this is what penguin 2 will do. So it tells me this is what penguin 2 will do. And then I will have penguin 2 also jump 4 times. And then I'll have penguin 2 glide. So then I click on bunny, and I'm going to have the bunny roll over to the left for 2 revolutions. And then I'm going to have the bunny say goodbye. And then I'm going to have the bunny resize to be twice as big. Okay, so that's my instructions that I've given it now. And if I play this, its head, it's now going to glide. Okay. So I basically programmed it to do whatever. Okay. So this is a way of teaching people to program that I've used in K-12 and some colleges included in their courses as well. So essentially, it's got all of these different things that are set up that the bunny can do or that others can do. And if I want to create a new method, I click on the object that I want to create the method for. Then I create new method, and I give it a name, and I can call it whatever. And I say okay, and it's now got a new method called whatever. And then I can edit whatever and tell it that I want the bunny to move down 1 meter, and I want the bunny to move up 1 meter. And so I've now got my whatever with 2 things in it. The body's moving down and the body's moving up. So I've made my whatever do that. And if I go back to my world, my first method, because that's what happens. When the world starts, I do world, my first method. So I do that. So anything that is in will my first method will be executed when I start the world. So if I go to world my first method and I drag over my whatever, It does bunny whatever, and it does the moving that I told it to move. Okay, because I've now made that part of my command list. Okay. So now if I play it, turning its head is slow. So when the bunny sank down below the snow and then came back up, that was my whatever. And it was doing my whatever at that point. So, that's how you can write a very simple program. Now, if you decide you want to do it for extra credit, I've got a PowerPoint out there that goes through a lot of this that you can look at. And I've got a whole lot of examples. And that's what we're going to look at now, is one of those examples. So I'm going to say file, save world as, in class, and I'm saving it. And it saves with an A2W extension. So it saves with an A2W extension. So I now have in class.A2W saved. So now I'm going to open something. But first, before I do that, you need to download. Go to examples. And you need to download ball bounce examples. It's a zipped file with a lot of examples in it. So you need to download and unzip my ball bounce examples. I said I will post something tonight or tomorrow morning that lets you do this for extra credit if you want to. Most of your projects that you've done so far, the stuff you've done so far, are worth 3 or 4 points each. There's a couple that's worth 2 and I think one that's worth 5. But most of them are worth 3 or 4 points each. So basically, if you're missing 3 things, you drop a grade. Okay? Because 3 or 4 points, if you're missing 3 things, you're going to drop a grade. Okay? So, this is a way to get a few more points. And 3 or 4 points doesn't sound like a lot, but when, as I said, you think about the fact that if you don't do 3 assignments, you're dropping a full grade, then that kind of gives you the idea of how much 3 or 4 points is. Okay, so I'm going to open world, and the one I'm going to open is balls bounce with the if after it, the one that says balls bounce if dot to A2W. So I'm going to click on that one. And that's the one I'm opening. Okay. Now, what I did here is I have a very exciting program. Okay? If you play it, all the balls go up in the air. That's startup.
One ball bounces, that's process. All the balls go down, that's wrap up. Okay, so it's a very exciting operation there. So, world my first method is what I will do when the world stops. And I click over here on world. And that world means I'm now seeing what's under world. World my first method, world startup, world process, world wrap up. And they're all over here. My first method, startup, process, wrap up. So I made startup, process, and wrap up by clicking on create new method. And so I clicked on create new method and I named it startup. And then I saved it. And then I clicked on create new method again and I called it wrap up. And then I clicked on create new method and I called it process. Now at first, those three that I just made have nothing in them. I put something in them. So I did that by, after I made them and they were empty, I clicked on edit. And edit let me put something in. So I took all of the balls and I moved them up 6 minutes. So that was my startup. Startup, remember, is the beginning of the program. It can also be called housekeeping. And it's where I get everything ready to go. So I wanted all my balls up in the air. And that made it ready to go. Okay. What do you guess the wrap-up does?
Brings them all down.
Okay, so there's wrap-up. And if I edit, look at what I put in the wrap-up, I have moving them all down. Okay? So, basically, startup moved the balls all up, wrap-up moved the balls all down. And startup is done once at the beginning. Wrap-up is done once at the end. In this case, process will be done multiple times. Could be done multiple times. I actually only do it once. So if you look at World My First Method, it does startup, which brings all of them up in the air. It does process, and there's only one thing in there. But I could put in a loop and do multiple things. And in fact, I've got other examples where I've got a loop. And then wrap-up brings them all down. So the first thing I want to look at is process. We've already looked at start-up and wrap-up. I'm going to look at process. And I click on edit. Whoops. That was not process. There's process. So I clicked on process. Now, the first thing process needs is it needs a variable. Because I'm going to choose one of the balls and have it bounce. And it's going to be a different ball every time. That's what makes it so exciting. Alright, so I'm going to choose a random number to make which ball bounce. So I need to set up a variable. So I come over here to the side where it says create new variable. And I click on create new variable. And when I click on it, this screen comes up. I give it a name. The name that I gave it was which ball. Let's make that go away, please. I called it which ball. Okay? So I wrote which ball. It's a number, so I left that checked. That was the default. And I wanted to have an initial value of 1. Why not? I could change that to 0 if I wanted to. And I made my variable. Okay, so that's how I made my variable. Then I wanted to use my variable, and I wanted to get it a random number. So, I'm going to duplicate what I did up there.
I'm going to drag which ball down, and it tells me a lot of things. I want to set its value. So I'm going to click on set value, and I'm going to pick one. Now that one is not really what I want, but I need a place filler. I need a placeholder. Okay. Picking a random number is a function. So I'm going to go over to functions. And I'm going to scroll down until I find random number. And I'm going to drag random number and put it on top of that one to replace the one. So I've now got random number.
Now I want to set the minimum. I've got the word more there.
If I click on the word more, it's going to give me the option of setting the minimum. So I'm going to click here, right on that arrow next to more. Come on. And change it to minimum of 0. And then I'm going to click on the next one and pick maximum. And I don't have a 3 there, so I click on other and I pick a 3. Only I really don't want a 33. So I want other, and I want to get a 3, not a 33. And I want it to be maximum of 3. Okay? So that's exactly what I had, so I'm obviously going to take one of these out. The little dots over here on the side, if I click on those, right-click on them, it gives me an option to delete. So I'm taking that line out, okay, because I don't need it twice. But that generates a random number between 0 and 3, and it puts it up there in which ball. Okay? So now I need to make an if. Well, the if and a while loop and a regular loop are down here at the bottom, and we don't have time to do loops today, but I am going to do the if. I already have the if done, but I'm going to duplicate what I did to make the if. So I'm going to come down here, and I'm going to drag if else up right there. And I'm going to say true. So I'm saying if it's true. Well, what does that mean? Pretty much nothing. If what is true? I have no idea. So I need to put something in there. What I want to do, and this smart board is acting up, what I want to do is test which ball. So I'm going to drag which ball down to the true, and I'm going to pick less than or equal to 0. And I don't see 0 there, so I've got to go in and get it. I don't quite know why 0 isn't there, but it wasn't. Oh, no, I said less than or equal to 1, didn't I? Sorry. So I want 1. Okay, less than or equal to 1. Okay, if it's less than or equal to 1, I want the toy ball to bounce. So I click on toy ball, I click on methods, and there is the bounce method. And I made the bounce method before, and I should have pointed it out. But we'll look at it in a minute. I've got it the other part too. What the bounce method does is put the ball down, put it back up again. That's all it does. Put it down, put it back up again. And I had to put that in. Actually, we can look at that. If I say edit on bounce, it brings it up. And I said move it down 6 meters because they're all at the top. Then move it back up 6 meters. So that's bounce. Okay, and I want to go back into process, which is where I was. So, I specifically want the toy ball to bounce. So I have to click on toy ball and then take its bounce method and drag it over. And I get toy ball bounce. So if
the number is less than or equal to 1, I want the toy ball to bounce.
Okay. Else, if you look down, I've got another question to ask. Is which ball less than or equal to 2? So in this else, I'm dragging which ball down. I'm sorry, I'm not. I'm dragging if up first. So I want to put an if in there. If true, then I drag which ball down to there. And I say, if true, less than or equal to 2, which is exactly what I have down there. And if it's less than or equal to 2, I want to do the bounce method for the tennis ball. So I click on the tennis ball, and I drag its bounce method over. Else, I want to do the bounce method for the volleyball, so I click on the volleyball, and I drag its bounce method over. So now I've got my if statement. So depending on the random number, one of the balls will bounce. Okay. And I'm going to delete what I just put in, because I'm having it once is enough. And there it is. So now I can play, and they all go up, that start up, that's the one that bounced, and now they're all going down. Okay? And if I restart, they all go up, that start up, same one bounced, and they all go down, which is wrap up. Let's get another one to bounce someplace. Yes. So now the tennis ball is bouncing, and then they all go down. And then if I hit restart, really likes bouncing that volleyball. Yes, I got the toy ball to bounce. And then they all go down. Okay. So that's kind of an introduction to Alice that you can play with. And under loops and under while, they also have something you can drag up there to make a loop or to make a while loop. You can drag that up and set up a loop. And I've got examples of that under my balls bounce. Okay, so if somebody wants to do extra credit, they can go and play with doing one of these. And what I'm going to do is put up there a basic amount of extra credit if you just play with it. Then if you put in the if statement, a little more extra credit. And if you put in a loop, a little more extra credit. So it will, you know, progress depending on how complicated you make it. Okay? Questions? Okay. So I'm going to file exit. And I'm not saving anything, and I'm out of here. Okay, so now, today, if you finished the database, which is what we looked at last time, then you can work on Alice. If you didn't finish the database, I recommend that you do the database. And here is the database assignment. Okay, so again, you're going to set up 3 tables. This one has a primary key of donor ID. This has a primary key of 3 different things together. Donor ID, drive number, date on, date donation. And this has, drive table has drive number as the primary key. After you get them set up, I said use 2 tables and relate them into a query using 2 things in an AND relationship. Now, if you look at these 2 tables relate based on donor ID. And these 2 tables
hourly based on drive number.
But the donor table and the drive table do not relate because they do not have anything in common. They don't have anything that can be used to link them together. Donor can link to donation. Donation can link to drive. But donor cannot link to drive. So when I say pick two tables, I'm saying it's got to be donor and donation or drive and donation. But it can't be donor and drive because they don't have anything that links. So you link the two tables, you bring the two tables up in the query, and then you ask about two things in an AND relationship. The next one you want to ask about two things in an OR relationship. The third one, I'm saying list those five things and you figure out what tables you need. Number four, is basically the same as number three, except I'm putting a criteria on it. And number five is saying one thing has to be true in either of two others. Okay, the thing that I've haunted you with in everything we've done. One thing has to be true in either of two others. Okay, so for the next little more than a half an hour, I want you to work on something. I want you to work on the donor one if you don't have it done. If you have it done, then you can go back and work on old homework, or you can work on Alice.
Good question.
Yeah.
It's also been interesting. I have a traditional first decision to this so-called in the only thing that I have a problem with is getting the adjustments. Because I didn't math out on my own and said that there should be
C, D, E, C, convert to decimal.
Okay.
So CINT, if you use CINT, that converts to integer.
Right, so
that's my guess, but if you want to bring it up, I'll look and see if you have another problem. But that's my guess.
Yeah, because like the numbers are coming out correct, it's just showing the whole numbers.
Okay. So CDEC says convert to a decimal. CINT says convert to an integer, which is going to lose the decimals.
Okay.